Secretary of State John Kerry assured Gulf state officials in Saudi Arabia that even as world powers engage in nuclear talks with Iran, the U.S. is not going to lose sight of Iran's other destabilizing actions, as he called them, in places like Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq.
Obviously, the outcome of these negotiations will be of major consequence to the United States, yes, but really to the entire world, and particularly to this region.
In a briefing with Kerry, Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Saud Al-Faisal cited concerns that include reports of Iran's involvement in efforts to fight Islamic State militants in neighboring Iraq. Iran is taking over the country, he said. Gulf ministers may also have been left jittery by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's warning about an Iran nuclear deal in a speech to the U.S. Congress.
This deal has two major concessions. One, leaving Iran with a vast nuclear program. And two, lifting the restrictions on that program in about a decade. That's why this deal is so bad. It doesn't block Iran's path to the bomb. It paves Iran's path to the bomb.
As Netanyahu issued his warning, Kerry and other officials were meeting in Switzerland discussing a nuclear deal with Iranian officials, including Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif.
Would you think that you could get a deal before June?
If we didn't think that, you wouldn't be here.
World powers negotiating with Iran are hoping for a deal by the end of June that would limit Iran's ability to develop nuclear weapons. Iran is seeking relief from crippling international sanctions. Ultimately, both sides are seeking balance, says the Arms Control Association's Kelsey Davenport.
What the question really is finding the right combination of factors that allows the P5 plus one to say, look, we've pushed Iran back from the brink. We have sufficient time to detect and deter any movement to nuclear weapons.
And it is a matter of how much Iran is willing to compromise, says nuclear analyst James Acton.
I think the big question in this case is how much room the Iranian side has to make concessions.
U.S. and Iranian negotiators are expected to meet again on March 15th. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, London.